Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, there was like something in my coffee and I was like, what is that? Get out of here. Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. If you like video episodes, those are up on youtube.com/Chris. And be sure to rate and review. It's always a nice thing to give us 5 stars, even if it may not be warranted. Today's a very exciting morning because one of my dreams came true. I had an ingrown hair on my face. Let me actually backtrack really quick. I always see these like TikToks of these like pimple popper people, these PPPs. Oh. They always are like getting the longest Rapunzel hair out of someone's skin. And I'm like, oh, why can't that be me? Why can't I have flawed skin like everybody else? And I woke up and I was shaving and I was like, well, what is that right here? And it turns out I had an ingrown hair. It also turns out I now have a crater on my face because I just went the fuck in. It was not what I thought it was going to be. And it's like when I was like 10, I was like, I just want braces because you can like put colored bands on them. And then I got braces and I was like, I don't want braces. It was kind of like that, but I got it out. And all that's left is a scar. I'm just kidding. Now, before we get into the episode, which is going to be all about graduation, because it is that time of year, it is the reason for the season. I figured that I would make the shout outs for this episode. I have two of them. They're both college related. The first one is the Education Trust, and they are committed to advancing policies and practices to dismantle the racial and economic barriers embedded in the American education system. You can go to edtrust.org. Again, all links will be down below. I don't know why I said again, because I don't think I said it once, but I meant I've said it before. And then the second shout out I want to do is for College Possible. And College Possible matches eligible students with near peer coaches and an intensive curriculum designed to help them navigate and overcome the most common barriers to getting into college and completing their degree, all at no cost to students or their families. And you can go to collegepossible.org. Both of these things I just think are really great. I thought of like, wow, college is expensive, but I mean, college was still a possibility and an option for me. And it's really crazy that the only thing stopping people from getting higher education or education at all is systemic racism, poverty, etc. So I just thought these were really great, especially as I'm about to dive into a story time of the most chaotic graduation that I've ever partaken in. Granted, I've only partaken in like two. Oh, no, three. Excuse me. I did pass middle school. Oh, girl. But first of all, how are Sam and Justin doing?
I'm good. I just got back from Hawaii.
How was it? Was it like, I don't know why it felt like you guys got married and this was like honeymoon vibes. Did you guys get secretly married?
No, but Justina told everyone that it was our honeymoon for the perks.
Oh, my God. Literally add that to the list of reasons why I literally froth at the mouth for your girlfriend. But it felt like a honeymoon. Like all of the Instagram, like you guys just give such married couple energy that I'm like, oh God, get married.
I guess it was a trial run.
And so are you moving forward? I'm like, give me the fucking gossip, bitch.
Oh no, everything went swimmingly.
Oh good. Where did you think about proposing to her? I feel like that's like the annoying thing about like vacations when you're in like a longer relationship is that everybody's like, oh, Are you proposing? And I guess I'm just like one of these annoying people I'm describing now.
I think we have like a realistic timeline. I think like there's like certain life goals that we all like. She wants to graduate of college.
Okay, topical. Oh, add that. Another addition to the list of why I love her.
So it's like certain life things that we want to do before we do that. But we're like pretty constant communication about that being the goal.
Oh my God, that's so cute. I honestly, I'm not trying to ask to like pressure or anything. Like do.
No.
Do what you got to do. But
that is the plan.
I'm just always rooting for you guys. I'm like, love is love. Even for straight people. Sam, what about you? How's it going? How's it hanging?
It's good. I feel like I don't have a cool Hawaii update. I don't know what I've been doing while you guys were gone.
Honestly, big vibe. Big vibe. So while Justin and Justina are just living it up, you and I are just living in confusion.
No, but I did like living vicariously through them, and I got lots of cute pictures. And so I didn't know there's like chickens on the beach in Hawaii. Is this a common thing?
I think it might be just Kauai. I'm not sure.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I was showing my mom, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we saw chickens too."
Where did they visit?
What
were they? What island were they on?
I have no idea. Oh, maybe it was the same one. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. But there's wild chickens everywhere.
And little chicks.
Chickens on the beach. It's so magical. There's chickens on the beach. It's like that Taylor Swift song, Snow on the Beach. Thank you. Thank you. I could see Justin needing a roadmap instantaneously.
Yeah, that one flew over my head.
Well, no, it didn't. It clucked. There was a joke in there about chickens not flying. And
They're flightless birds.
And that's our cue to just keep carrying on with the episode. Now, in the spirit of it being graduation, I thought I would share a little story time of my college graduation. And you might be thinking, well, Chris, what's so special about that? I was literally hammered. And I couldn't see any part of the graduate. Well, okay, so I had two. Holy f- the way it's all coming back to me now. I had two graduations. I went to NYU, and the way they do it is they have like one entire. Okay. Oh God. Why am I the worst at explaining things? Like the last person who should have a job that involves holding a microphone is me. Anyway, so at NYU, there's like different colleges within the university. So there's like the College of Arts and Sciences. There's the business school. There's the art school that I was in. There's the communications and media school. So NYU has like one giant university graduation, and then all these little schools have their own individual graduations. So our first ceremony was at Yankee Stadium because apparently I guess that's the only place large enough to hold us all. And so the way Jesus Christ, this is so, for someone who barely passed college, like I should not be the one pointing this out. So, I mean, yes, my friends and I pre-gamed. We woke up at like 6 a.m. The girls like did their hair and makeup and like all that shit. I like literally rolled off of a sofa. And then we were just drinking, popping champagne, all of this stuff. And we got an Uber and I had a job at this point. I was like, how the f*** did I afford an Uber to Yankee Stadium? So we Ubered to Yankee Stadium, drinking in the car, and we get there. And the stage is like right on the line. It's like right behind where second base is. Like it's where the outfield meets the infield, like that grass and dirt line. However, like, so all of the good schools, like the business school and the arts and sciences and all of this shit, they get like right where like the home plate is. So they're all able to see the stage. Tisch, which is the art school, is literally in the outfield. So I couldn't see anything. Like I saw the back of a tent at my graduation of college that cost literally so much f-ing student debt. I was livid.
But like they're like for the creatives, like use your imagination.
Yeah, they were like, one of you should have invented AR by now, or AI, or augment. Yeah, AR. Why does that sound wrong? Anyway, I'm heated now. God, this pissed me off so bad. So, I mean, I am blackout at like 10 in the morning in Yankee Stadium, in the outfield at my graduation that I can't see a goddamn thing to. None of the food things are open. I was like, okay, at least I'll go get like a hot dog. Like, this will be chill. No, bitch, you're not. So we're just sitting there. We're like, we're all kind of, well, no, I think I was literally egging on the entire section. But, shocker, I know. But I just started screaming like, yeah, woo, this is incredible. Like I basically was heckling at my graduation. And so I don't really know how that ended because I think I brought a flask with me. God, this is really, I don't know how I survived just like my mid-20s, early 20s, I guess. And then like 2 days later, we had the Tisch Art School graduation, which was at Radio City Music Hall. Like, is that what my tuition went to? Was just like locking down these venues for the day I fucking graduate, which was like not a guarantee for me. Like, I really thought summer school was in my future. So I was already working at my like full-time big boy job. I was working probably like 2 or 3 months prior to graduating. Whenever I wasn't in the classroom, I was like going to work during like normal work hours. And so I was like, hey guys, I have to take off work. I'm graduating. And so I'm at Radio City Music Hall backstage, like where the like little Rockettes go, like where Hilary Duff was when she performed at Radio City Music Hall. And I saw her in like 2008. Anyway, I mean, that's like what I was thinking of. I was like, oh my God, I'm backstage at Radio City Music Hall. So this is what Hilary Duff saw. God, I'm ill. Anyway, so we're backstage and all of a sudden I get a text in a group chat that I have with my three young people in the office that I'm like friends with, that like, I'm like, oh, you guys make work so enjoyable. Like this work life is not for me and I'm not even out of college. Like they just were so good with me and like just showing me the ropes. And I mean, I've had like every job under the sun, but an office job, like it was a very intimidating thing entering like the workforce, as they say. And so I get a text in our group chat and one of them was like, I just got fired. And I was like, what? And then the other two chimed in and they're like, same. Yep. Just got the call or whatever. And I'm literally like about to walk on the stage of Radio Music Hall to go to my seat. Like, and so I start sobbing. I'm like, what am I gonna do? I already feel like such an idiot at this place that is like all these adults and they're all like engineers and coders and VC capitalist liaison. Like, I don't even know. But like, I mean, there's just people with such intimidating resumes and ages and stuff. So I'm like, oh my God, I start sobbing. Then they're like, welcome to the stage, the graduates of NYU Tisch. I mean, they didn't do that, but like in my head, like they might as well have. And so I'm like walking across stage. Ooh, we've got some drama. Sorry. So I start walking across stage, sobbing, full-blown tears. And that's like all I remember from my graduation was my friends getting canned and me One, the first time, me being blackout, and then the second time, me literally sobbing, which I guess now that I'm saying this all out loud, whatever, big words. Why am I trying them? Looking back, yeah, no, I guess it sounds like nothing out of the unexpected for me, but wow, it was not how I pictured. I thought we were all going to like take our hats, throw them in the air, and woo! Yeah, that didn't happen. But I do still have my graduation hat and possibly gown, but they're at my mom's house, and I was thinking, oh, I should get it for this episode and wear a cap. And as you can see, if you're watching, I'm not, so... That's my story of graduation. Now, I did ask to hear some of y'all's stories about graduations. And I posted my Instagram stories telling you guys to call in. You guys can always call in to 310-844-6459. Save it in your phone as a contact, unhinged. Call it whenever you're wasted. That could be a fun little series. But we have a call from one of you guys.
Hey, Chris. Hey. My name's Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
And you wanted a graduation story.
I did.
And I don't really have a graduation story.
Okay.
Okay, stop rolling your eyes. I know you're rolling your eyes. I just want to tell you what my sister got me for my graduation gift.
Graduation gift.
And it is a taxidermy deer head. I want to know what other people's graduation gifts were. Because did anyone else get a taxidermy deer head? Because that's pretty cool. yeah.
That's it. Got it. Okay. There's not passing judgment. Taxidermy, so far beyond not my thing. I really don't know if I ripped open a box on my graduation day and saw a literal dead deer staring back at me. I honestly, I don't have a joke. Wow. And also, wow, I didn't even think about like the whole drama of graduation gifts. I'm trying to think if I had like any dramatic graduation gift. I think I just like literally was like, cash or check only, bitch. I was like, I'm not interested in any material objects unless it is C-A-S-H cash.
And I think graduation is like the one appropriate time to be like, please give me money.
Yeah.
Starting my life.
That and like a wedding. Like, yeah. We've got a deficit to fill, bitch. Come on. Wait, I meant to ask you guys, what about your graduations from college?
Similar thing. We had our graduations were held at AT&T Park in San Francisco.
Oh my God, this is like a common thing?
Well, it's just because they had such a large student body.
Okay, this makes me feel like so much less of an asshole because like every time I'm like, yeah, my graduation was at Yankee Stadium. I'm like, oh.
We were in like the stands. And I just remember me and my friend Brian and Jorge were just sitting there for like, took hours. It was like 5 hours.
Forever.
And we were like, damn, we really should have brought in booze. Like nobody did. Everybody's asking. We smoked weed, but like.
Oh.
It was so long. Oh, but then they had us all walk on the field to go get our – I think the whole stage was located at second base, so you'd have to walk all the way. But I carried my friend piggyback from home plate all the way and then all the way around.
That's epic.
Did they not care? No one – were people doing other, like, goofy things?
It's a state school. They didn't really give a shit.
That's the spirit.
I went to the same school, but I didn't go to the main graduate. Like, I just went to my department's graduation because I had heard from everyone, like, don't even think about going to the giant one. But it kind of does sound cool that it's at the stadium.
Right?
But I just went to the small one. And you just reminded me when you brought up the cap that I lost my cap that night. At a bar at Kilowatt.
No.
Because I only had it for that one day.
Oh my God, that's so sad. Yeah, I'm like a hoarder where I was like, I am not losing. Like, this is my new child. Well, new. I don't have one, but you get the gist.
Your firstborn.
Yeah, I mean, like that, I was like, I thought about skipping my main graduation at Yankee Stadium, but then I was like, girl, you did not think this day was going to even happen. You're going. So I like was really honestly proud of myself. I was like, oh shit, did I just do that? But I'm sad that I never got like the walk across stage and like grab the diploma. I think I did at Radio City Music Hall, but then again, I also don't think we did. Like, I know at my older brother's college graduation, I mean, his class size was like fucking significantly smaller. So they all went up on stage and had their names called. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and it's very possible I am, they had our names just scrolling on a screen, like on the stage. I was like, my friends just got canned at work, and I think I'm about to be unemployed as well, because if they got fired, there's no way that I should still be employed.
Oh, whatever happened? Did you get fired or promoted, or what happened?
No, nothing happened to me. They were like, keep going. Well, I was like, no. I was like my own department, and I was the only person working in it. I like was like the creative director, and like they didn't really have like a content/creative team that wasn't like the marketing or the like the coders or the designers. So like they like needed me. And also I had like a following at that time. It wasn't crazy. It was like 90K on YouTube or something. I remember hitting 100K on the roof of my work. And they like honestly would ask me to like promote it and stuff. And I did, because I was like, I have collateral over y'all bitches. I've got an audience. You don't.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was like a really fucked up relationship, but it paid my bills for like a year and a half, girl. So amen to that. Let's hear from another caller.
Hey, bestie.
Hey.
Graduation tips coming at you.
Ooh.
Hot.
Well, I already.
First one is make sure you put motherfucking sunscreen on your goddamn head, because when you're wearing that graduation cap, you're going to get a weird sunburn line or tan line or whatever you end up with. And it happened to me both my high school and my undergrad graduation. Didn't get my doctorate graduation because COVID stole it. The other tip is that for the stupid, like, mortarboard high school and undergrad graduation caps, pin that shit in, okay? You're going to take the pointy front piece that looks like a widow's peak. You're going to fold it back on itself. You're going to pin it into your hair with bobby pins. Okay, I promise you, it's going to look so much better. It won't fuck up your hair, and it eliminates the possibility of, yes, call back to the widow's peak sunburn that you will get if you don't put your sunscreen on. I don't know why that made me so mad. I guess I just have a lot of feelings about graduation. Yeah, love you guys. Happy graduation.
Thank you. Well, I don't have any hair, so bobby pinning doesn't really feel like an applicable tip. Thank you, but I'm just kidding. But yeah, wow. There are, I feel like, so many things that people should know about graduation that like we don't talk about. The sunscreen is like a huge one, which seems like a no-brainer. Like outside, no, like I was not prepared. Like you said, Justin, it is so long. It is so long. My older brother's graduation was like in their quad or the courtyard or the Holiday Inn. And it was just like no shade, no trees, no, just sun at noon. And I remember thinking, yeah, college is not for me if this is the finale. I'm not cut out for this. But there are some tips if you're graduating. Thank you so much for calling in.
I thought of a tip that I have for the day of graduation.
Ooh.
Because I was just visiting my family at home, and I saw this big graduation picture of me. You know, when you go up, I did go up and get the diploma. I like took the picture. Someone, my friend that had been sitting in line with me, offered everyone around him gum before we went up. And in my picture, I still see it. There's this big fat piece of gum in my mouth. I'm like smiling, and I hate it. And my mom has it up on the wall, and it just bugs. It will bug you forever. So,
do you want me to Photoshop the gum out?
Yes.
Photoshop extra teeth.
If you give me... I Photoshop the gum out, but I give her, like, only one tooth.
Yeah, it's Photoshop, white. She's, so like, it just looks so weird.
Her arms up above her head. She's holding a f***ing deer head.
If you have the picture, I will Photoshop it.
Oh, my God. That would make me...
I love Photoshopping things. It's so fun.
But then I need to blow it up again and hang it up. Oh, yeah.
I'll just put you on there, Justin.
Yeah, you should be the one shaking my hand.
I'll be the one, like, I'll take a knee in shock on, like, a Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, God. So sorry to interrupt this episode, but I have to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Dadgrass. If you do not know, Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love Dadgrass and CBD in general, especially during the workday when I can have anxiety from meetings or different aspects of my job. And I just take a little choke and I'm back down to earth, bloke. No, I should leave it to Dr. Seuss. However, if you're not looking to toke, Dadgrass also offers the finest tinctures and gummies on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. You can chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine instead of the whole bottle. I'm looking at you. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S., and it is TSA approved. And right now, Dadgrass is offering our Unhinged listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. That's dadgrass.com/unhinged. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. So go to dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. Love ya! I don't know why I just waved, but let's wave back to the episode. No, Chris, none of this is working.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast, as well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Now, to keep this graduation ceremony moving, I thought it would be kind of fun to give a commencement speech, but just completely unhinged. Sam went on ChatGPT and then created her own commencement speech Mad Libs. So, I have a commencement speech to give in 10 minutes, and we need to finish writing it. So, Sam, hit me with your best shot.
Okay, first I need an adjective.
An adjective, juicy.
Mad Libs are fun.
I love that. Mad Libs, I was just about to say, like, what a slept on activity.
Verb.
A verb. My, honestly, one of my biggest pet peeves, not that literally a single person asked, when you play this game and people are like, what's a verb? And they're like your age and you're like, what do you mean? What is a verb? It is an action. A verb, shitting. Or shit.
Okay, shit. But when I was doing this last night, I forgot adverb. I think I was just tired and I was staring like adverb, adverb.
It ends in like L-Y, I think.
But that definition doesn't say that. It doesn't have to end with L-Y.
Is it like an adjective for a verb? It's like how much, to what extent?
I kind of. Adjective.
No offense. I'm kind of eating. Adjective. Bloated.
Okay, verb.
Verb. Verb. Verb. And feel free to change like the verb to like whatever, like ing, like ass, like shits, shitting, you know. Verb. Oh God. Lick. Lick.
Okay, now we need three nouns, but like as a list. So it's like.
Oh, wait, don't tell them that.
Oh.
Just say noun.
Okay, I heard nothing. Noun. We will do bussy. we will do nug. And we will do cash money.
Okay, adjective.
Bussin. What is wrong with me? I have like 3 brain cells, which is an upgrade from, I guess, what I've already priorly said about myself.
No, it's like no words you can find in a dictionary. It's just slang.
Yeah, not one. I'm like, Bussy. Oh, wait, let me change bussin because I already have bussy in there. And what was it? An adjective? Voluptuous.
Nice.
Thank you. I love that word. It is such a good word.
That and scrumptious.
Oh, scrumptious is scrumptious. Oh, I love that.
All right, hit me with a verb.
Huh, with a verb? Suddenly I'm like, what's a verb?
Oh my God.
Slap.
It's cool. I was playing this with one of my friends once and I asked him for a noun and he said running.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst. When then you have to correct someone. You're like,
That's sad.
It is sad. Do you know this person from college?
Yeah. Yes.
No, no.
Even sadder.
Even sadder. Did you ask him?
Adjective.
Another adjective. My golly, jolly.
I think the next few are adjectives on this.
Okay, wow. I need to start getting like a...
Time to get descriptive.
Brown. We'll do brown.
Are you looking around things in your place? I was like, why did you say brown?
I looked outside and saw the sun and I was like sweaty because that's will be me when I step foot outside.
Okay, wait. Sweaty, hold on.
And then we need 2 more adjectives.
Tubby. Stoned. Feels fitting. I am not stoned for the record. I did, in fact, leave bed like an hour ago.
Okay, verb.
Sipped. Sipped. Can you use that in a sentence? Sipped. We should have a spelling bee.
Okay, famous. Oh, just a famous person.
Famous person.
I don't know why the first person that's coming to my head is Rachel Dolezal. What? I don't know. I don't know.
I think she has like an OnlyFans or something now.
No. Oh my God.
But I think so. But then if that's the case, then but then like what subheading does that go under?
Actually, let's change Rachel Dolezal to RuPaul.
Okay.
I don't need to give Rachel Dolezal this kind of airtime.
Okay, this one's weird and not, I don't know if this is very Mad Lib-esque, but you need to give us an inspiring quote.
Smoke weed every day.
Isn't that like literally ChatGPT's job?
Right?
Give an inspiring quote.
It could be a song lyric.
It's not what your country asks of you. It's what you country asks. No. I forget.
What was the thing that Fergie said on that on stage?
Oh, her speech.
Tom Ford is here with all of us. He's in this room. He's in this dress that I'm wearing. He's in this gorgeous t-shirt, jersey as a dress. I need to revisit that video. I've gotten a little rusty.
Be the change that you'd want to see in the world. So it's like, be the blank that you'd want to see in the blank.
Yeah, exactly. So do 2 nouns.
All right. Christopher, we need a noun.
We need a noun. Picture.
All right, now we need a verb.
Take.
And one more noun.
One more noun, one more noun, one more noun. Strip club.
Yeah.
That is not around my house. I'm just really racking my brain, whatever's left of it.
We're almost out of the woods on this one. We need one, and we need an adjective.
An adjective? Glossy.
We need a verb.
Poop.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
We need 4 adjectives. Lightning round.
4 adjectives. Lightning round. Stanky.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
2 more.
Overgrown.
And the final word.
Pale.
Okay, and that's it. You finished.
Ah, okay. We just finished writing my commencement speech. It is time to give. the commencement speech. Okay. All right. You just emailed it. Here we go. To the class of whatever year it is, dear juicy graduates, esteemed faculty and staff, and honored guests, it is my pleasure to shit before you on this bloated occasion. Today marks a momentous milestone in your lives, and I am honored to share this special day with you. As you prepare to lick out into this world, I want to offer you a few words of wisdom. First and foremost, never forget the importance of bussy, nug, and cash money. These three pillars will be the foundation of your success, no matter where your journey takes you. And but success is not only defined by material wealth and professional achievement, it is also measured by the voluptuous impact you make on the world around you. So I urge you to use your talents, skills, and education to slap positive change and create a better world for all. As you embark on this new chapter of your lives, it's natural to feel brown about what lies ahead. You may face setbacks, disappointments, and even failures. But remember, it's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you...
We forgot one.
All right, so we forgot to do a verb. But remember, it's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you verb back up. So be sweaty, be tubby, and be stoned. Believe in yourselves, your abilities, and your dreams. Take risks, embrace challenges, and sip the opportunities that come your way. And when you encounter obstacles or find yourselves at a crossroads, remember the wise words of RuPaul, who once said, "Be the picture you want to take in the strip club." Let those words guide you on your journey. In conclusion, I want to say that I am glossy proud of each and every one of you. You have worked hard, persevered, and achieved a goal that is a great accomplishment today. I have no doubt that you will continue to poop great things in the years to come. So congratulations, stanky graduates. May you go forward with delicious hearts, overgrown minds, and a pale determination to make a difference in the world. Thank you so much. Congratulations, graduates. Graduates.
Hit the applause.
Wow. Oh my God. What a, that was honestly, I have to say, remember the wise words of RuPaul, who once said, "Be the picture you want to take in the strip club." No offense. I think we just made one of the most beautiful quotes that's ever existed. Like, that is stunning.
It is stunning because you're not allowed to take pictures of the strip club.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm like literally obsessed, gagged, and gooped. I love this. Thank you so much for creating this for me, guys.
Thank you, AI.
This is just like the exact level of stupidity I love.
Thank you, robots.
It brings me so much joy. Yeah, the robots are killing it these days. And soon they're going to be killing us, but we can't talk about that. So instead, let's take another voicemail and let's make this one our last. I think this graduation ceremony is...
Hey, Chris. My name is Malia. And hey, Malia. I just wanted to say that I love you so much.
Thank you.
This is about graduation. So I'm actually a senior in college, and I'm going to be graduating in the first week of June. And, you know, I've been looking forward to this day my whole... Well, not my whole life, like, just for, like the past few years. I'm a little older than, like, the average, I think, like, age group that's going to college right now. I'm 26, and I'm graduating in my undergrad. I'm just kind of debating if I should even go to commencement because, you know, half of my schooling was, like, during COVID and, like, online, so I didn't really get to, like, meet people and, like, befriend anyone, and I don't really have close friends, and, like, the idea of going to graduation and, like, not having anyone to sit by and, like, I don't know, not knowing where to sit and, like, just being there by myself. Like, I have family and friends that are going to come to support me, but, like, being on the floor by myself just seems, like, very, like, intimidating. And I don't know, I've been getting like mixed responses on whether or not I should go to commencement, actually like walk on the stage and get my diploma. And like, I'm honestly debating on skipping the entire thing altogether.
No!
So I kind of wanted to get your input and see if like, is it worth going to commencement, you know, if I don't have like friends, I guess. Whatever. Anyway, I love you all so much, and
love
your podcast
you.
And just you in general and your videos like get me through so much.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. That always means like so much when people say that. Like, whew. Anyways. Yes, go to your graduation. Oh my God, you didn't just put in all this blood, sweat, and mostly tears to not reap the benefits. Are you joking me? Truly though, like on a real note, college was always one of those things I never wanted to do. I wanted to drop out, and it has become one of like the proudest accomplishments in my life. One, because I've grown and matured to realize that college is such a privilege. And also, like, holy shit, that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And I did it. Like, I think it's a once, hopefully, unless you go to grad school or whatever, but like your college, undergrad, college graduation is, you'll never have again. It's like max like 5 hours, depending on your school. Like, go. Even if you don't know anybody, you'll talk to the people next to you. Oh, what did you major in? Where are you from? I mean, and if, you know, if you partake in extracurriculars, like maybe have a little bit before to loosen you up if that's what you need. And oh my God, you should absolutely go though. I mean, this is such an incredible accomplishment that I know it doesn't feel like it, because by the time you hit graduation, you're like literally middle fingers up. This, get me out. I want money. I don't want to take another test. Like, I get it. So hard. But go to your graduation. That's like dating someone for 6 years and then like, I don't know if I'm going to go to the wedding. Like, what are you talking about? Honey, this is like the playoffs. You got to go. I don't know. That's just me. Sam, you skipped yours?
No, I skipped the giant, like full school one. I went to my department.
Do you regret skipping the big school one?
Well, since I still went to my department's one, that was like where all my friends and teachers and community were. But I would really regret skipping that one.
Okay, well, you're not helping my case here.
No, no,
okay?
No, I am. No, because she's talking about either way, she shouldn't skip any of it. Because if her family's going, they'll be really excited and they want to see.
Yeah, and like, not that it's about your family, but like, oh my God, your family will be so proud of you. Like, I mean, it was so cool having my brothers in Yankee Stadium watching me, because, I mean, I was like, told you bitches I would graduate. Granted, it was barely, but I did it. Like, it's such, ugh, I don't know. I think you should go. Obviously, do what you want and feels best for you, but I don't know. I would hate for you later down the road to be like, oh, I wish I did that, for a moment that you'll, like, never be able to do again unless you really want to go back to college. So, yeah. Anyways, I feel like this is a good place to end. I just want to say a huge congratulations to everybody graduating this season, or if you have graduated this, like, already, congrats, whether it's middle school, high school. I mean, if it's middle school, you really should not be listening to this. But if it's, like, high school and college or med school or law school or any of that, I mean, what an accomplishment. I'm so proud of you. And in the wise words of RuPaul, be the picture you wish to take in the strip club. And thank you to Sam and Justin for being here today. And be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. We put episodes in video format up on youtube.com/Chris. And be sure to rate and review it as well. And share it with your friends. And just overall, yeah. Be the picture you wish to take in a strip club. Later.